What are the particular challenges of the offense, the Steelers' offense?
Well, they have a big offensive line. They have a great running back and a great quarterback that does a lot of things. And, you know, we have our hands full. So we're going to go to practice, and hopefully we can try to contain them on Sunday.
What, if anything, Junior, did you make of Anthony Smith's comments about this week's game?
We don't pay attention to that. That's not going to help us win the game.
How would it go over in this locker room if one of your guys, particularly a younger guy, said something like that?
That wouldn't happen in this locker room. It just won't happen.
Why not?
We won't allow it. We don't talk during the week. You know, what we try to do is just work every day to build tomorrow, and that's all we do.
Is there such a thing as bulletin board material, or is that something that we kind of overblow a great deal?
Oh, there definitely is. You know, and you know, obviously there's always a build up before the game, and you know that's the way to start it. But you know, there's going to be talk every week, so we're not going to pay attention to that, and we're going to try to do what we do every week, which is work, and hopefully that'll be good enough come Sunday.
His comments are bulletin board material?
Which comments?
His comments that he made about guaranteeing a win.
Oh, it could be. It could be. But as far as what we talk about and what we do is basically our schemes and how we can go out there and defend, you know, obviously the threats that are out there, which is Ben and the rest of the boys that are going to be here on Sunday.
Well, generally, I mean, do you pay attention to a certain degree based on who it is? In other words, you consider the source at all?
I'm too old for all that. I'm not going to chase these kids. I mean, they're going to say what they want, you know. Come Sunday, all the talk is going to be between the white lines, and it always is.
What would you say is the key to slowing down? They've got so many weapons, whether it's running the ball, offensive line, Willie Parker, passing game. What's going to be the real key for you guys slowing them down?
Well, you got to be disciplined. You know, discipline in our gaps and doing the things that we need to do, what's asked for us to do, trying to contain Ben, you know, because he does a great job outside the pocket. He's a big quarterback, so if you think you're going to take him down with one arm, you're crazy. He has a great rapport with his receivers. You know, Hines is he's a big threat and always will be. And he can run a lot of gadgets out there. So, I mean, their offensive line is probably going to be one of the bigger offensive lines that we're going to face. And after what we showed last week, obviously we got some work to do.
Well, last week, speaking of which, there were a lot of alarms that went off, you know, after Willis McGahee's performance and Al Bowler made some throws. Mm-hmm. Looked at the film and studied it. What has to get better for those types of things? Out to people?
We have to play better. Yeah, they played a better ball game than we did, and there was no one in this room that is exempt from what happened on Sunday. So, you know, we're going to stay humble, and we're going to be hungry come Sunday, and we'll go out there and compete and see what happens.
You guys got that extra day off. How fatigued or worn out were you physically and mentally? How much did you guys need it?
When you're 14th week into the season, there is no day off. You know, there really isn't. It's just trying to manage. You know, obviously your bodies, and, you know, we felt that it was time for us to, you know, kind of lay back, and we did that. But, you know, come today is going to be a big implementation type of day, and hopefully we can get it down where, you know, we can go out there and position ourselves on Sunday.
Junior, you were talking about discipline, you know, in the gaps.
Yeah.
Discipline in the gaps. When you look back at the performance against the Ravens, do you feel like that discipline wasn't there, or was it there and they just blocked you?
Well, both. You know, they just played a better game, you know, all around, whether it's discipline or, you know, going in there and playing smash-mouth football. They did a great job. Whenever you obviously rush for over 100 yards, there's something wrong. And we're humble enough to look at each other and say, you know what, we got to get better.